Shadow was a Shetland pony. She was black all over, blacker than Thundercloud. When Granddad was a boy, he would ride Shadow to school each day. Granddad lived on a farm. He would ride Shadow across the paddocks and then along the road to the school. Whatever the weather, Shadow was still carrying them there. But she didn't like it. She did not like it one bit. Shadow was quite big for a Shetland pony. There were no stirrups and no saddle to help Granddad climb onto her back. His father would have to give him a leg up, and sometimes as Granddad was climbing on, Shadow would try and bite him. "You're such a grumpy horse," Granddad would say to her. About halfway to school, across the paddocks, there was a rickety old bridge. Shadow didn't like to cross the rickety bridge with Granddad on her back. She would stop quite still and refuse to go further. So every day, Granddad would slide off and gently lead her across the bridge and over to the nearby gate. Then he would climb onto the gate and jump across onto her back. And off they would go again. "Sometimes you're a real pain, Shadow," Granddad would say. Lots of children rode ponies to school in those days, so there was a special paddock where they would keep while the children were at school. Shadow would spend the day in the paddock grazing on the green grass. Then Granddad would have to catch her to ride her back home. After spending a happy day in the paddock with the other horses, Shadow didn't always want to be caught. Often, Granddad would have to chase her around and around. Sometimes, he would have to take a mint in his pocket. He would call out, "Shadow, Shadow," and show her the mint. While he was standing on the gate, as she looked at the mint, Granddad would jump quickly from the gate onto her back. "You don't deserve the mint," Granddad would sigh. "Sometimes you're just so difficult." One day, on the way home from school, a car pulled up just in front of Granddad and Shadow. As the driver got out, he slammed his door. The noise gave Shadow a huge fright. Then she reared up on her hind legs. Granddad fell off. As Shadow galloped away, luckily Granddad wasn't hurt, but he had to walk the rest of the way home that day. Then Granddad got and his father had got out to look for Shadow. They found her a couple of kilometers away, chomping at the longest grass by the side of the road. "You're such a lot of work, Shadow," said Granddad's father. A few years passed, and then Granddad got his first bike. Granddad liked his bike. It didn't try to bite him when he got climbed on. It didn't stop working when he came to the rickety bridge, and it didn't run away from him after school. It didn't get frightened by cars on the road either. Turner was given to another family who had children at school. There was no rickety bridge for her to cross anymore, but she still didn't like the children riding her. In fact, she became more and more unfriendly, and she was frightened very easily. Often she would hide under the trees in the paddock. She preferred to be left to herself. The vet was called. She explained her thoughtfully. Shadow is almost completely blind, she said. She must have been going blind for years. That's why she had been so troublesome. When Granddad heard about poor Shadow, he went to visit her. He stuffed his pocket with full of mint and sat on the gate. "Shadow, Shadow," he called. Although she could hardly see, there was nothing wrong with Shadow's hearing. Then she heard Granddad's voice. She trotted over to the gate and sniffed at his pocket. There was nothing wrong with her sense of smell either, or her sense of taste, as Granddad soon discovered. Granddad ruffled Snowy Shadow's mane, and she nuzzled at his hand long after the mints were gone. "You're all right, Shadow," whispered Granddad. "You're all right."